Now time for Locker Room Chat, and joined by Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster after a pair of games from this past week. Coach, let's quickly go over your loss so we can get to your victory. As you guys fall 57-31 at Holton First, your overall thoughts on that game?
Yeah, you know, I thought overall we did a pretty good job on Lears and Snyder. I think we limited them both to 7 points apiece, and, you know, I play quite a few kids in that game, it seemed like, and we worked really hard on defense to get a stop, you know, and then we just wouldn't, you know, they would get an offensive rebound and take back, and, you know, I went back and watched a lot of film here lately, and, you know, first 5 possessions of the game, we had really good looks around the rim and open shots, we just didn't convert them, so I think, you know, that was really our problem was, it's not so much, you know, what we're doing on offense, it's we just got to, you know, we got to get guys to start sticking the ball in the basket on some high percentage shots. But, you know, overall I thought some of our kids did really well defensively, even though they did put up, you know, a decent amount of points. But it was, I mean, they were just a tough team all around. And, you know, they were big, strong, long, athletic, and we struggled with that a little bit.
And then, of course, you guys get the 55-42 win against Horton and the McLeod Invitational. First of all, congrats on the win, but did you guys feel like there was sort of a tide shifting? As you mentioned, there were some things you thought you did well against Holton. Did you feel like that you were able to execute those well in this win?
Yeah. You know, we did a couple really good things that we've been needing to see from the team. I mean, like I said, we've been working our offense, you know, moving the ball better. If the team slaps to the zone on us, we've been really doing a good job spacing and running offense and moving the ball and getting good looks, you know, last night. It helped that with those same five good looks we got against Colts, we made all 5 of the first, you know, we made our first 5 baskets. And this whole time, you know, we obviously have the Duncan brothers inside that are, you know, banging around and getting us some points in there. But, you know, I've really been, you know, pushing our guards, like, you know, Ryder Davis, Ty Zell, Beckham, and, hey, you guys have got to get in the full offense, and we need some guard play and our guards to put up some points. And I think Tyzell and Ryder, he scored 6 points in the first quarter, and it was kind of the first game of the year that we had, you know, our 3 guards were in the perimeter, scored 20-plus points, and that's really what we needed to do. And, you know, we didn't shoot great from the 3-point line, but, you know, I think we only shot 1 or 2 in the second half because we kept attacking the basket.
And then now you guys take on a Morehill Mount Academy team coming up next. They've won 5 in a row. They're 8-1 on the season. What are some things you guys are trying to do to replicate from your success against Horton and try to do that against the Ravens?
Yeah, I mean, they look like a bigger, stronger physical team. I mean, they kind of look like they have the size and the build of some of the Big 7 opponents that we play night in and night out. And I think, you know, so it might be a little bit more difficult into the basket and getting shots around the rim. I don't know, but I mean, honestly, at this point, we're really concentrating on playing good defense, and so I hope we can continue to make, you know, Marshall try to knock down tough jump shots, and you know, if we continue to run our offense, I think we'll continue to get good looks. I mean, we do still need to turn down some of the unforced turnovers. We had a couple carries, a couple, you know, loose passes that got away from us. I think we tighten up our passing and our non-forced turnovers, I think we'll give them a pretty good game.
All right. Coach, thank you so much for your time here today. Appreciate it. Best of luck against MHMA.
Yeah. No problem. Thank you.
That was Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentist.